Chair, and thank you to the delegation from Turkmenistan. Since this is the first time I take the floor, I would like to welcome you warmly to this dialogue, and thank you for all the information you've provided since yesterday. I have a couple of questions just for clarification. The first one is concerning Adolescent Health Center. The lady from the Ministry of Health informed us that that center is going to be developed or is going to be in place. My question is, do the services of this center provide for adolescent pregnancies and abortions? And is abortion legal in your country? And does the government fund such procedures in your country? This is very important for us to know. Another thing that I wanted to find out is regarding non-attendance. I understand from the lady from the Ministry of Education that the statistics are not very important, but we do need to know so that we can monitor the developments. And when the girls and boys are not attending, are there any studies that have been done by the ministry or the university for that matter that look at the reasons for dropout? And when the children drop out from school, is it at which level is there prevalence, more prevalence? Is it in higher levels, higher classes, or the lower classes? And so we would like to know, where do they go and what do they do? Is it to do work in the farms, for instance, in the rural areas? Is it more in the rural areas than urban? We need these kinds of statistics are very important for us so that we can understand where the problem is and how you can address these problems. Then there's the issue of early marriage. I know there have been a number of questions that have been asked about this, but I'm still concerned about the exceptional circumstances that the gentleman talked about, and it's only at the age of 17 and not below that. Now, if a child gets pregnant at the age of 17 or below 18, and are they allowed to continue schooling? Do they go to school? When they get married, do they continue to go to school? And when they deliver, are there any measures that are in place to support such a child so that they can continue their education? Because for us, it's very important that this girl is, first of all, we don't want the girl to get out of school because of marriage, but when under these special circumstances, which I don't know what they are, but if it happens, then what kind of measures does the government have to support such girls? Thank you.